The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
So on the line we have Mr. Alan Ferguson. Right, of course, he's the president of the Scrap Iron Dealers Association. Right now, since 2022, the ban of scrap metal imports and industry continues to face a decline. There are several issues with the new act, the Scrap Metal Act, right, 2022, which is contributing to the industry's slowed operations. Export licenses are being granted for a period of 2 months, but in a letter earlier this month, the Ministry of Trade agreed to increase the time to 3 months. There is still a small number of inspectors to supervise the loading of containers in our letter to the ministry, which suggests the possibility of cameras for loading, and there has been a ban on copper exports since 2022, right? Yet still, there are entities that are buying and exporting copper. So we're talking about the exportation of copper. On the line, Mr. Ferguson. Looking here. Good day, sir.
Good day to you and good day to your listeners.
All right, man. So, exportation of copper. Tell us how, you know, how you see it. I mean, of course, we're always talking about diversifying the economy. We want to make money. Is there money in exportation of copper?
Yes, that is one of our biggest material we just export out of Trinidad and Tobago.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And in 2022, it was banned from export.
Banned for? So why was it banned? Why?
Well, it had a lot of people stealing copper, CFTC copper.
Oh, that's when we had the old copper. Everybody going up on lines and bringing on lines and stealing.
Yes,
like, okay.
Yes,
all
yes,
right.
Yes.
So they banned it to put a hold on that, right?
Yeah, but that still didn't stop it.
Okay. It's still, well, as a while I haven't seen people, you know, ripping down lines and things, but everything going already, and there was not a penalty for that or anything, or that is something they just never thought about.
Well, when we recognize what the FCC has done, going to do, we would have went to them and offered them $11 million to bring them all copper lines, and we would have paid them that. And we will use the contractors to work with them to pull on all the lines.
But the Scrap Iron Dealers Association would have paid TSCT $11 million?
Yeah, they lost all of that.
Huh? So much money in scrap. The Scrap Iron Dealers Association have $11 million to give?
No, well, it's not about we having it.
Oh.
If we had a contract, we will get the money.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah. If they have contract, you're getting money to pay them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. It's not that we have it in.
No, I want to know. Because I next say, I'm going to say, well, buying the wrong business, and again, ask up anything. You're laughing. Yeah. All right. So another issue with you have the international entities coming to Trinidad to set up scrap metal yards, and there has been a steady increase over the years. And why is this being allowed, and tell us really how this affecting the local scrap iron dealers and things.
Well, because of the actual metal plant with a shutdown, we didn't able to sell our material locally in Trinidad and Tobago. So we would have went and then asked foreign buyers to come to buy our material when we exporting it. So they will come and supervise the loading and things. They was working with us, and then vice working with us, and some of them would have to see and get to open yard. We would draw the attention to the Ministry of Trade in 2015. We would had a meeting with the people who had scrap yards, the foreigners who had scrap yards in the Ministry of Trade. We would agree that based on when we put over the case and everything, that they would agree not to open no scrap yard in Trinidad and Tobago, because you can't be buying to export from us and open up yards. We wouldn't even to compete with them. And these are the same people who are buying our material to export it. So if you open up a scrap yard, we can compete with you. So we put all our case together in the ministry, and we agreed. They sign on the dotted line. And when the government shut down the industry in 2022 now, they now, based on people who had expense and wanted to continue to not lose what they had, some of them locals would have rent some of them the yard, and they would have taken over the yard because the government would have shut it down for more than a year. And if you have a business that bills to pay, something had to take place with you. Now, why think the industry had shut down? They were still buying material when they take over these yards, eh? Because it was buying for a small price, because nobody could export, but they could have buy. So they was operating in that kind of way, and then a lot of people faced that expense where they have to pay bills and do a lot of things. So you find they take over the yard, and they know that they wasn't to do that, and a lot of people who were feeling it financially started going to that area that's selling them. And now if we have 25 yards now, they have almost half. So you're finding that they're moving to take over the industry.
Uh-huh. All right, so what about the legislation and thing? The legislation clearly states that a person must have a license to operate a scrapyard. So these people come in with their license and thing or no?
No, well, if they're using these people's license, who they buy their spot from, they don't have no license on their name. Because you see, that old license from the last time we get license, that was in 2022, we had to go to the court. And when you go to the court, you have to get a certificate of character. So they would not be able, and then you would have to be a citizen of Trinidad and Tobago and all kind of things. So they would not be able to get a license. But being a Trinidadian and they're buying over, they're buying that coming with the license, with the place. So that's how they were able to slip in. But to say that they have license on their name personally, I don't know none of them have license on their name personally. All right? Because I can't have an Oakma as scrapyard, not even in Diana. Nowhere in the world I can't.
And yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Nowhere in the world you could go and do that just so.
No.
Yeah.
It's only Trinidad.
Huh. Really?
No, you can't go and do that.
Huh. And also there's no proper enforcement in place when it comes to the laws, not at all.
You remember when they shut down the industry? Is a foreigner yard they went. You remember the TV bill from the licensing office? Is a foreigner yard they went and did that, you know? Because let me tell you, them don't care if they buy manhole cover. Them don't care if they buy new brand deal somebody bring to the yard and it looks suspicious. Them don't care if they buy. Them don't care if they buy PSCC wire. They don't care if they buy whatever that they got to buy. They buy. Because you see the whole thing about it. When the government, God forbid, they shut down this industry again, them could go to another country, you know, and we have to remain here and take all the problems. But I'm not taking it. I will continue fighting my fight because I know I can't go in India and open no scrapyard in either China. I cannot do it. And why it must be that do what they want, and we can't go in the country and do what they want. So I have a serious problem with that. Who feel that it have a place for them to do business here? Yeah, it's not that we don't want foreigners here. Mm-hmm. It's not that we don't want foreigners to do business, but yeah, they have a place to do business. Yeah.
Right, so what if some of them are willing to work? What if some of them are willing to work with the locals, work with you in conjunction with or something? Because I'm sure they could bring some things to the table from foreigners, you know. It might not be. Are you willing to work with
them? We bring them here. We bring them to work with me to buy these scrap. Not to open up scrap yet. You understand what I'm saying? We buy, they come here to buy our material FOB price or CNA price. We don't tell them to come here to open up no scrap yet because they get friends with certain people and they get certain things. Now them is the biggest. Them now, they now taking over the thing. And if I remain silent, In months, like next month, we have no locals. It didn't have none. Because you see, Trinidadians are drawing up with them because they don't understand the consequence that will take place with them controlling dinner, them don't understand that. Right? And because of that, they're putting pressure on the local, because if you don't buy local, if you don't buy local material from the locals and them, they will be under pressure because to get a buyer is not, it'll be easy, you know. So they putting pressure on the localians, and there were a lot of localians shutting down. And I who understand the business had to make a step. And the step that we make is just the full step. Because I will never be the leader of this industry and not allow this business to take place. All right?
Understood, sir. Also, your association met with the trade minister back a few months ago and willing to work with them to resolve the issues. However, you're hoping that it could be done with urgency. And when last he spoke to me, did he give any indication that things would be solved?
Well, what we could say, the first meeting we had with the minister, it was a fruitful meeting. We understand that the industry has some shortcomings. We understand that from, say, 2022, so now will be able to see the increase, meaning that it lose a lot of money because it declined from 2022 to 2025. It declined a lot. And they see that because they know about the export, so they know about that. And we continue telling the last government that this policy that they have wouldn't be able to work for this crop industry. Because this is not about selling pumpkin and papaya and things. You know, this is an industry worldwide. It is a billion-dollar industry where it reaches down to the lowest people and sick. And because of that, they operate like they don't understand and they don't care. But we want to work with this government to bring some kind of understanding to this industry, some kind of success back to this industry, because the only way we could get back where we was and even better is by working with them to fix the problem that they have. Because we have a serious problem. And we can understand why the minister say, why an industry like this, where we exporting things out of Trinidad, we got to bring things to fix here to send back out. You know, we have the material right here to export. And it's like telling people this is like having kicking the bridge, because I will explain to you something. Even these people in the Caribbean, Grenada, St. Lucia, Antigua, and other people, just bring the material there to Trinidad and sell it and buy grocery stuff to go back to the other country, buy other things and go back. So we gaining right around to the people of the Caribbean. And why do we want to stifle an industry like this? We tell them that you want to have the regulation for the industry, you know, but not a regulation that when we work this week here, we have to wait 7 weeks again before we can start to sell. What kind of business it is? We have a business that is private owners, and we have to work from Monday to Friday. And we can't work on a Saturday. We're not public servants. We work hard to build this industry. Right? Even when Atom Metal closed down, we work hard. We do all the things that are necessary to buy equipment, to be able to export material. And this is what we have to face now. And we're not asking for the money, you know. We're not asking for that. No matter the previous government, we just promised you land that we could have put somewhere. We have land is not good places. We are able to get land, like how there is the people who do not have because of land. We doing a big service to Trinidad and Tobago by cleaning up the environment and saving the environment. All the river, all the bush people destroy the stove, the fields.
All right. Yeah, Mr. Ferguson. So do you say a lot of people are losing income due to the problem associated with this industry? Exactly. Well, how many people would you say losing income? Have enough people losing jobs already? We want more.
No, well, if I give you, I don't need to learn to pay this. This industry will call it shutdown. We had over 25,000 and counting. And it's not all there, you know. The people who know it, when they check it up, they know that. And you could Google it and see it. If I tell you we have 7,000 now in this industry, you will believe me?
7,000 people?
Oh. About 7,000.
Okay.
They destroy this industry. And we know how to build it like we know Sadler. And still we get pressure still. So a lot of people watch, check it out yourself. When you drive around China, you see the thing, one sort of man buying stuff iron.
Yeah, no good accent.
You see all of that now.
Yeah, long time. That? Long time didn't pass. I hear them wake me up on a Saturday morning.
Well, you see? Well, as I was telling you, we have 2-3 bands still. We have people who lawyers still working. But because the price for this band, when the money them getting, is like next to nothing to people coming out of the business because we as scrap dealers have to wait so long to load it. So when we buy something for a dollar now, we might time we ready to sell, we might not sell it for 50 cents. So all of that is in this industry where we have to pay.
So just give me a rundown of when the scrap men come by and stuff, they would come and take us to the partial the area, they full up the van, you know, the truck or whatever, and then where is he proceeding after that?
No, well, if somebody come by you to buy some material that you have, they will watch the material, and if they say they will give you $10, I'm just using a $10 basis. If you agree to what you have, and then and they agree, they pay you for it, and then they move it from by you, and they will take it now, sort out what they need to sort out, and bring it to the scrapyard, and they will tell me and move something on it, you know. That's how it goes, all right?
Yeah.
They will buy from you, and they will come and sell to the scrapyard, right? Some people go directly to scrapyards and sell the material, which they will get more money based on you going directly. It's like anything. If you're going to the middleman, you will get less, and if you're going directly, you will get more. That's how it is.
All right.
But we face, if we don't get to meet the minister as soon as possible, it's have people losing, people selling their car, their land, all type of things, but they have that cave into everything to be afloat, to keep the yard going, you know. Some people might have deep pockets, but most of the people, they're running on the edge right now.
Yeah.
And things need to be done to fix this industry. This industry cannot allow an international mafia to take over this industry. And I call them an international mafia. And the reason I call them that, if they take over, they will dominate prices. They will get these, they will drive out local bandmen and out of business, you know, because they will take over everything. And I recognize that. And I am saying to the Ministry of Trade, we need to step in and do something about that. Because why can I not say that local will buy stolen stuff too? I will say no. But these people really don't care where they're buying. I mean, I don't have no tape on my mouth afraid to say why I have to say, because why they is street food. They don't care what they buy. And they put us under pressure by buying all kind of things. And we are the street, because we are the answer. The association has to answer why it is copper being stolen from certain companies, and all we getting all the calls, we getting all the problems, we getting all the problem calls. And when we finish to make the money, we have to hold back. So we can make money now.
Right. So in terms of the budget, what are some things you would like to see, you know, put forward in the budget for you all? What ministry really takes care of, you know, the Scrap Line Ministry takes care of the, in terms of Scrap Iron Dealers Association?
The Ministry of Trade.
Ministry of Trade, okay, you said that before.
Ministry of Trade. And we will want to see something change for us to be able to function and operate this industry in a much more better way than how it is. We really not asking for plenty more than just some changes to the legislation. That is what we need. These people going so far that I must mention this. the shipping companies and them. They have all of that work too. If we go to that new buyer to come in, we have to pay. If a thousand of them came, the other new buyer has to pay $2,500. So they have a kind of system set up within shipping companies. But some of them, that is frightening full. It's frightening full. Even truckers, they have all of them kind of locked because they want to control everything. And because a certain race and all too, they're taking over, they're doing all kind of things. Mm-hmm. And I seen, notice, and all I am asking government, when I go to read the budget, think about the stock industry as an industry that reaches people on the lower part of the state and people who help into society, giving out employment and saving the environment and bringing in foreign exchange. And if the Prime Minister says tomorrow, she rent a release list that the people who get in foreign exchange to turn out of the country, we will see no trap man name and that list because we're bringing in foreign exchange. We're not selling it out. So we deserve some good treatment because we're not asking for money and we're not asking for no land. We just need y'all to fix a problem that the other government damage up. And that's all we're asking for in the budget. All right, brothers and sisters.
Thanks, yeah, man. Thank you very much, Mr. Ferguson. I hope you know we get through with everything, man.
Your voices have been heard.
All right. Mr. Ferguson, Alan Ferguson, the president of the Scrap Iron Dealers Association.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.